Did you ever feel like what you learned in law school didn't prepare you for the world of running a law practice? Law school didn't teach us how to start our practices the right way so that we could scale them into a thriving business. We didn't learn how to make sure that our businesses would meet our financial goals and provide the type of lifestyle we deserve. After 10 years, I was fed up with struggling in my practice and decided to begin a journey to scaling a successful practice that would actually allow me to finally live the life I've always dreamed of. I invite you to listen in on the conversations I'm having with some of the most successful solo and small firm practitioners, along with leading business entrepreneurs, and share how I am implementing what I am learning, all with the goal of helping you take control of your practice and your life. This is The Law Entrepreneur. Hey there, fellow law entrepreneurs. Welcome to episode 159 of The Law Entrepreneur. I'm Neil Tyra, your host once again, and today I have a really interesting guest. Not that I don't always have really interesting guests. I don't know why I start off saying stuff like that. But I have an interesting guest. Her name is Story Jones, and she is the developer of a new platform that I saw demonstrated at the ABA Tech Show, called Detour.life. And what Detour.life is, in my estimation, a game-changing platform for family law attorneys, for collecting information about your case, storing it, slicing, dicing, presenting it. You're going to hear all the things that it does to save you time, money, and aggravation, and make you a better attorney if you're doing family law. I truly believe this is going to be a game-changing platform, and so much so that one of the things I thought about flying home from Chicago when I saw this demonstrated was, that's the kind of tool that might make me want to get back into family law, because it's that much of a difference maker. So I hope you enjoy hearing all about Detour.life as much as I enjoy it, and without any further delay, here is Story Jones. Story Jones, welcome to The Law Entrepreneur.
Hi, Neil. Thanks so much.
I am delighted to have you on the show today, Story. Tell our audience a little bit about yourself and how you came to be where you are today.
Yes. Well, I'm so thrilled to be here. Thank you. And what I have founded and launched is the first SaaS, software as a subscription platform for family law. And there are really three steps that brought me to this company. And the first is that I have a business background. So my first career, I ran a brand strategy firm. And I think understanding the power of a brand is important with any product or service that you decide to bring to market. The second step in the process is that I found myself about 15 or 16 years ago going through a pretty complicated kind of check all the boxes type of divorce. And I was young and with an infant, and it couldn't have been more complicated, more protracted, and more expensive. And I found myself sitting at the table looking around thinking, I really didn't understand what divorce was. I'd heard about it. I kind of thought all you did was go hire a lawyer. They take care of it. They take care of you. And then, you know, you work your way through it. I, to be honest with you, was pretty horrified at the system. And so that led me to the third step in the process, which was I actually changed careers and became a divorce consultant. And at the time, now at least 12, 14 years ago, there really wasn't the model of a divorce coach or a divorce consultant. And I decided sitting at the table that truly nobody should go through what I went through without understanding a little more, kind of that classic, if I only knew then what I know now. So I started a divorce consultancy, and I worked with men and women and mothers and fathers and nothing but debt and all kinds of zeros and children and no children. And through that experience, I began to work very closely with all the family law professionals and considered them my colleagues, because I was really bridging the gap between what this poor person was going through and what the attorney, the financial expert, what they were really responsible for in the process. And that's how I began to see what I would describe as a system that was sorely lacking in technology that needed help to improve efficiency, And that is really what led to developing Detour.life.
And let's just, you know, put the name out there real quick so that people understand what we're talking about. Tell us what the service is called and a little bit about what it provides.
What it is. So we named it quite deliberately Detour.life, D-T-O-U-R.life.
Very clever.
And the reason for that is that, you know, I can think of few words in the English language that have as negative a connotation as the word divorce. It's hard to utter the word without feeling your blood pressure rise. And we are really trying to re-script that and really recognize that it's a detour. It happens to so many of us, and we really have to walk through this with a different mindset and different tools in order to shift away from this kind of bankrupt, antiquated system that we have that takes us down. So Detour.life is the name of it. And it is a software platform, cloud-based, which basically means you log into a website. And it's the first platform that is designed for both. This is really what's exciting about it and what's so different about it. It's designed by someone who's not a lawyer, which is actually a selling point, I believe, because it's designed for the individual going through it to help them become better clients for the attorneys. The attorneys in family law work so hard and struggle so hard to help people who are absolutely at the worst time in their life. And this is an effort to bridge that gap and provide them with a link digitally to improve the process.
I know when I saw the product demoed at the ABA tech show, that was really my first takeaway, was that, oh my God, here is a product that's really developed with the client in mind and the end user client, not the client being the attorney, but the end user. Now, obviously, it does serve the attorney well, and we'll get into that a little bit more as we go along here. But you're quite correct, or let me validate your point, that from what I saw, it really is geared around assisting that frazzled client who's going through the worst time of their life, as you mentioned, and making the collaboration with their attorney and their understanding of the process just that much clearer and easier to do. It has to be a game changer in that respect.
Well, thank you for articulating to achieve. I think what's interesting about this particular business is that I feel that I have an extraordinary connection with what I describe as the human experience of divorce, what that individual is feeling and experiencing going through this. But I equally am as connected with the professional. I'm a professional. I've run companies. I know what it's like to have too much work to do and to show up in the morning and have to get it all done. And I really understand the day-to-day workflow of the attorney. And I know this will come up in this conversation, but family law is, I believe it's safe to say, primarily solo practitioners across the country. You have certainly a lot of small, medium, and large firms in the major cities, but it is a business of lawyers who are besieged with paperwork, and frankly, they would all agree a broken system. And I've never met a family law attorney who doesn't say to me, my job is not to be their therapist or to handhold them. It's to manage this procedure, this legal procedure. So by definition, there's a gap there between the human experience and what the attorney, the financial expert, et cetera, are equipped to do. If that makes sense.
Yeah, it does. And I think you're right, based on, you know, just my experience as a family law attorney as well as a host of this program. There, family law is a relatively straightforward entree for new solo practitioners to get into the process of serving the community, serving their clients. And as you said, I don't know a single family law attorney who loves being the psychologist, the social worker, you know, the hand holder in the process. But by necessity, sometimes that's what you have to do. But I think a lot of that is because that interplay, that interaction, that guidance that detour.life seeks to provide is not readily available to the participants. You know, I think if as we get into this, I'm hopeful that our attorneys will see that if you had a tool like this to use in your family law practice, it's going to cut down a lot of those opportunities or those necessities to do that hand-holding that, you know, we really didn't go to law school for.
That is exactly right. Watching it day in and day out and watching the frustration, what I learned is something really important, and that is if the client is a little bit more informed and a little more prepared and a little more organized, they actually get a better result because the attorney is able to do a better job. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to watch and see the day in and day out burden of dealing with a client who is totally disorganized, doesn't understand anything. And the what they have among lawyers, we talk about it, is case fatigue. And at some point, you just want it over. Because the reality is there's another case behind it. And I think it's really important to understand the dynamic of the professional you're hiring to manage probably the most significant transition and ultimately financial and parenting settlement in your life that dictates the future. It's important to understand how your role in assisting them in that process, if that makes sense.
Yeah, and let me just cop to being guilty of just that, of reaching that case fatigue. And it is part of the reason I've kind of moved away from family laws, because I just found myself in that position more often than I liked, that I got to a point where, you know, I, in all candor, it wasn't working for me. And so by definition, I'm not able to give my best in that circumstance. So I really look at this tool as an opportunity, not just to improve the end user client experience, but for sure to improve the lawyer's experience, and therefore put them in a better position to do well by their client.
That is absolutely an accurate description. That is what we want to do. And even to take it a little further, I really believe family law attorneys got into this business because they love the work, the challenge, the legal conversation, the case law, the, you know, county specifics and what they're going to face with this judge. I mean, that's what gets a lawyer excited. And the problem with family law is that it's, and maybe I don't have the experience, it could be that this is true in other aspects of law as well, but it is an exhaustive paperwork process.
Oh my God.
Because clients are so ill-equipped emotionally, psychologically, and honestly, it's a full-time job. What happens to the lawyer over time is they are so bogged down in shuffling papers, they're not actually able to do what they really were trained to do, what they went to law school to do, and what gets their juices flowing. So it's also our goal is to try to clean up a lot of the muck and help them actually excel at what they do. And it might be naive to think, but I like to think that if this tool is as effective as we've designed it to be, they can then be more efficient and handle more cases and actually maybe even earn more money handling more families rather than just the, you know, hourly rate pushing paperwork.
Today, I'd like to introduce a new sponsor to The Law Entrepreneur, and that's the folks at Jurisdiction. You started your law practice to ditch the firm life and be your own boss, but your practice is running you. The good news, being an attorney entrepreneur doesn't have to be this hard. Jesse and Megan, the lawpreneurs behind Jurisdiction, are working to build a new generation of solo practitioners who love being lawyers. This year, Jurisdiction is introducing a new program, Next Level Law Practice. Next Level Law Practice is a rigorous training program that provides tools and business fundamentals for estate planning attorneys to start and grow a profitable and streamlined legal business. Next Level Law Practice gives you access to videos, worksheets, templates, one-on-one coaching, and live group sessions that allow you to ask questions and learn on your own schedule. To learn more about the program, visit thrivejd.com. That's thrivejd.com. They're even offering an exclusive coupon code for the Law Entrepreneur listeners. Just enter the code TLE150. That's like the Law Entrepreneur 150 for a $150 discount off your course registration. And welcome to the show, Jurisdiction. This episode of The Law Entrepreneur is sponsored by Daylight, the Mac CRM and case management tool I've been using for years to run my practice. If you want to take your practice further, you need to try Daylight. Daylight keeps track of every case detail and reminds you when you need to follow up so you can focus on what matters most. To be honest with you, I can't imagine running my practice without Daylight. So say hello to a stress-free workflow and visit marketcircle.com to try Daylight now. Remember to mention that you heard about Daylight through The Law Entrepreneur to get a 50% discount off your first monthly subscription. Well, then let's talk about the product itself, because I can hear our audience saying, okay, I get it. I get it. It's a great tool. Okay, it's going to change the world. Tell me how it's going to do that. So let's talk about how this works. Okay, so you get a family law matter that comes into your firm. You get them signed up. They're retained. And then first thing we got to do is collect a whole bunch of information and either use a paralegal or intake specialist, or sometimes do it ourselves, or sometimes just send the questionnaire out to the client and have them fill it out and send it back to us. And, you know, and then the dark of night, we put it into our case management system. How do we start in that process in detour.life?
Well, it's exactly the way you've described it. We have deconstructed from day one. I'm calling to set up an appointment with the lawyer and do a conflict check, and now I'm meeting them at 10 o'clock on form. I've been in hundreds of consults, and I am embarrassed to say that a significant percentage of them, it's a lawyer sitting back with a yellow pad just interviewing the client, just asking questions. And what's inefficient about that for me is the client is sitting there writing a check for $200 to $700 an hour, depending upon where they are in the country. And all they're doing is answering questions about their children and where they live and how much they earn and what their spouse does. So just starting there, we know enough, and lawyers know, they really only need about 5 data points, and they already know the case. They already know where it's going, and that is the length of marriage, the age and income of the spouses, if there are children and their ages. Is this a debt family, an asset, high net worth family? Do they have assets? Do they have retirement? And just those key data points. So even just starting there, the way we've designed the platform is the client actually goes through a very simple, very easy user experience guided process to answer those questions in 5 minutes. And it flows into a beautiful, what we call case profile. So that can be sent to the lawyer before that consult so they can already know the case. And my feeling is that as watching lawyers in consults, they already know the case, they can actually close the deal in the first hour because they already can guide them and give them something to walk away with. So that's just the first part right there. Is the case profile and the data, case data.
And at that point, does the user the client and or the attorney start to put some of the relationship data in the system as well, identifying the children, their ages, you know, schools and that type of thing?
Exactly. The interesting thing about family law, and again, probably true for other areas of law, is that every family attorney I've worked with has a different style of working. So the challenge in designing software is to be very flexible. We have designed this to be so flexible, to adapt to anyone's style, so that we're not forcing you into a tech tunnel. So for instance, if the client finds this first and they don't know a lawyer yet and they just want to get organized and prepared, they can start. And then once they find a lawyer, they can send it to that lawyer. If there's a lawyer who really, I've met a lot of lawyers who say, you know what, I really need that first interview to be bonding and relationship building. So I really want to do it with them so they can be entering the information on the computer with them and having that dialogue. or they can take it down on the yellow legal pad if they're much more comfortable and they're paralegal, or they can later enter it. So it's very flexible. But I'll tell you what the key is. I've walked into a lot of law offices, and we all know the paper, the files, the boxes just bulging. And this, it is, you know, accept it or not, technology is here to stay. The train's left the station. And now you, with one click, you can look at every case and immediately you have a single page view of all the case data. It's all right at your fingertips, whether you're on your iPad in the courtroom or on your phone or at your desk. So it's so much more efficient to have it right there. I had one mediator say to me when she saw the demo, she almost came through the computer screen and said, I spent 5 hours last night drafting a stipulation. And the, you know, date of marriage is on one document. The kids' birth dates and names is on another document. The job information. And she said to organize and find all the data she needed, the case number, to put into a stipulation, took her hours. And we know what you need, and it's all in a single click.
You know, I don't want to gloss over a point that you made without elaborating on it here for a moment. This platform can be used solely by the client. The attorney doesn't have to have it. You know, this is the user. Can use this to organize their information and to be educated about the process and therefore be a better client to the attorney who may have no idea what Detour.life is.
I so appreciate you raising that point. When I discussed how flexible it is, that is a very important point. So thank you for raising it. Because I'm so connected to the individual, I recognize there are some lawyers out there who have a way of doing things and they're not going to want to adopt this and not going to change. And I am not invested in everybody using this platform. I'm invested in it serving whoever feels that it can help them. And being somebody who's gone through a divorce and who has consulted with hundreds of families going through divorce, what I do think often lawyers misunderstand, frankly, is the day-to-day human experience, the 4 a.m, can't sleep, what do I do? And what we've designed for that person, regardless of whether the lawyer wants to share data that way, is they, for the first time, have a digital dashboard. They have a place to go. They can look and see. It's beautifully designed. The numbers are big. We don't have Excel spreadsheets. It's scary to look at your financials when you've never really had to face it before. And we guide you, we ask you questions, you can look at the different aspects, you can start to develop your spending plan. You can do all of the work, and this is a kind of an ancillary point. The individual client does a lot more work than I think they think. They think the lawyer, they're paying the lawyer to do all this work, but actually the burden of an awful lot of it is on the individual. So having a digital tool to help organize it is essential. And then the important point too is that when the lawyer goes away, you're left managing all of the to-dos of your settlement or your orders. You are left managing kids' expenses, your schedule, now a new estate plan. So you're left, the lawyer is actually leaving you with all of it at your fingertips to manage. So it's a very effective tool just for the client without the lawyer. It's a very effective tool for the lawyer who doesn't have a tech-savvy client, and it's a beautiful tool when they want to work together.
Yeah, and that is a key point. You know, I wanted to make sure that having said all that about the facility of use from the client perspective, it's a much more effective and much more of a game changer if the attorney is using the platform as well. And to me, I think once you take a look at the demo, once you work with the product for a little while, I really can't see an attorney who, if you're in this space, if that's what you're doing, why in the world would you not want to use a tool like this? And why in the world would you not want your clients to be part of the process? It's a no-brainer.
Well, I think the other aspect to that statement, by the way, which I appreciate, is that the client demographic and psychographic is changing. We are now, you know, millennials are 38 years old. The oldest millennial is 37, 38. And they are going to demand technology. Because if you look at it from a different perspective and say, well, if we don't use that, what do we do? Well, the current model is still faxing. It's still emailing thousands of emails with PDFs. It's organizing all those PDFs into a Dropbox folder. It's having somebody go through and highlight transactional data and try to make sense of it. And then when the next month goes by, it's asking for another PDF of updated bank statements. That is just the workflow. If you just look at the current workflow, it's very antiquated. And I really do believe that the new clients are going to say, you got to be kidding me.
Yeah.
I mean, and truthfully, as attorneys, we work with a lot of millennial attorneys. They are not going to know how to work with faxes and PDFs. You know, they're going to expect technology. So there's also an intersection of shift here for this industry, which has largely been ignored. You saw at Tech Show, there's not a lot of innovation, not a lot of investment in family law, legal tech first, and then family law is really at the bottom. And so we're excited because we think it's time to modernize this business. It's a big business.
I think it just works famously well in that respect, because I see that all the time, not just in my own practice with younger clients who, I've told the story before on the show, don't want to come to my office. They want to do everything online. They don't have time to come to the office to do an estate plan. So the feedback they gave me was, the more we can do this online and interact electronically, the better off we are and the more likely we are to use your services. This is very much true in the family law space as well. And, I think this is one of the key features of Detour.life. One of the biggest, and you just alluded to it, one of the biggest workflows in a divorce process, or even, in custody, but mostly in the divorce aspect of it, is the collection of that financial data and, trying to get those bank statements and copies of checks and all that stuff, which, frankly, here, let me hop on my soapbox just for a second. I think as attorneys, we overdo that. Mm-hmm. Me personally, I don't think we need all that data to affect, a fair solution, but okay, it's still required in many cases. Talk about how Detour.life streamlines that process and how it goes to actually get the data for you.
Well, that is truthfully one of the most exciting features we've introduced. And in developing this, we had to take a very disciplined approach to what are pain points in this workflow. So once we identified that pretty universally, one of the highest pain points is the income and expense process, because depending upon the complexity, it's important for the professionals to understand the financial narrative of a family. What's really going on here? Where's the money going? How is it coming in? As well as for support calculations. But to get to that data, I think what stunned me was to watch, first of all, clients try to fill out the lines in the state forms to figure out what they send. Yep. And then, of course, wholly inadequate and inaccurate. And then trying to, bombard lawyers with bank statements. And the hours and the months that it would take to try to wrap your arms around it. So that is really the most exciting pain point that I think we have solved. And we have introduced what we call the I&E sync, or income and expense sync feature. And it's the first time in family law where the client can log on and link all of their bank accounts and credit cards and credit unions, no matter how obscure. And they're literally going to the bank. So if they have a Wells Fargo account, they're literally linking to Wells Fargo. So it's not on our platform. We don't see passwords. We don't hold any of that information. But then they can pull down primary source data. You as a lawyer understand the value of primary source data. It's literally the transactional data from every account. And then that flows into a cash flow statement that tracks literally every item that came in and went out by month. And a step further, that's really cool about the way we've designed this, frankly, is it is auto-categorized. So we have taken we've mapped all the categories of the state forms to the data. So it comes in really accurate, but you can also customize it. This is not unlike other personal financial tools where you can assign it to a category. But we went another step further and you can assign expenses and inflows to a spouse or to a child. So in a case when you have a child or multiple children, we find that families are often a little naive as to how much they're spending on their kids and what's going out every month. And part of our ultimate agenda here is not only to streamline the process, but to help educate families to make lifestyle choices in the future that will accommodate the new financial picture. So that information is so helpful for the professionals and for the spouses. So literally in about 3 minutes, you have up to 2 years of all transactional data. And I've seen cases take 3 to 6 months to get that data organized, not to mention tens of thousands of dollars.
I'm going
to
tell you, when I saw this demoed at Tech World and how you linked to the financial institutions and pulled down the data and it automatically got consolidated, sorted, tagged, categorized, allocated, and displayed, literally, as you said, in seconds to minutes, I got to tell you, it just blew me away because of all the divorce cases I've ever done, I've never seen the information presented as clearly and as insightfully as this tool does in a matter of literally seconds. Then I've never seen it done that well. And think about all the time that you save. Now, I guess some attorneys could look at it and say, but yeah, that's where I make my living. You know, it's billing hours to the client for this process. I suppose you could take that callous viewpoint maybe. But to me, what this does is it frees up the attorney and the attorney's firm to really apply, you know, what they went to school for. And that was the law of family law rather than, have to become an accountant.
It's interesting. The first comment I always get 100% mostly when talking to non-lawyers is lawyers must hate this. You're taking their billing away. And my response is this: if you're a lawyer who wants to make money pushing paperwork, and frankly, you have the wrong lawyer. Now, I understand that there are lawyers that this is how they've practiced for 30 years, and they're not going to change, and there's no judgment around that. But I've also talked to enough family law attorneys to say to me, there are only 8 hours in the day, and I can't even get to the settlement negotiation or the proposal concepts or, preparing for court. I mean, you watch them go to court, and frankly, they're so disheveled because they haven't had time. And I like to think that this will, frankly, shape the thought process and the ability to be more effective. And I like to think that that efficiency will help them handle more cases. Any good attorney I worked with, particularly in the San Francisco Bay Area where I was for so many years, the good attorneys all turned work down. They stopped taking cases because they honestly couldn't handle them. Right. And I would like them to be able to handle more because you want the good attorneys, but to be more efficient. And again, millennials are not going to tolerate paying tens of thousands of dollars to have you highlight transactions and figure it out, right?
Right.
So,
and to me, it will make you a better attorney. Because, I mean, as you said, the process of distilling all this information and getting it into a digestible report or display so that you can make decisions, litigation decisions and settlement decisions and strategic or we used to say strategery decisions, right. Was such a cumbersome process. And now literally that is done for you and you have the information at your fingertips in a moment's notice. It just has to make you a better attorney.
Well, I like to think so. And I want that because we're talking to lawyers, I want to take this a step further and light a match and see what you think of this. So another comment that comes back to me often is, well, my spouse only has access to some of the accounts. What about all the accounts on the other side, right? And we all know in that situation, which happens frequently, hopefully less as we move forward in the modern era, but certainly we have ignorant spouses who don't have access to the information. I like to think that now that this technology is available and the courts begin to understand that this is available, that they won't tolerate the hemming and the hawing and, oh, well, my client's traveling and hasn't been able to download all the bank statements and hasn't gotten it to me yet. And all of those delays and posturing because of the work involved in pulling down all this data. I like to think that this type of feature will say, you know what, log in right this minute and pull it down. There's no room for those games because we know the data is available.
Well, it certainly has to reduce the number of motions for contempt for not providing discovery responses. Support for today's episode comes from Ruby Receptionists, dedicated to helping you grow your practice one happy caller at a time. From their offices in Portland, Oregon, Ruby's live remote receptionists create an exceptional experience for your callers by answering calls live with your custom greeting, delighting callers in English or Spanish, transferring calls, taking messages, collecting new client intake, and much more. Just like an in-house receptionist at a fraction of the cost. For 15 years, Ruby has been turning rings into relationships. For more information, call 844-895-7829 or visit callruby.com/lawentrepreneur. The next part of that process, so we get all this financial data in, and so that's a huge component of the workflow. And the other one that I struggled with in my family law practice to find a tool to support it, and I ended up writing a spreadsheet to take care of the matter for me, was the assets and debts worksheet that allows me then to look at the distribution of marital property. Mm-hmm. And tell us a little bit how Detour.life then goes to that next step to help formulate the data for making those types of decisions.
Well, again, I think what's interesting about our DNA is that we are equally client and professional focused. So we've designed this to what I say is to replicate the day-to-day workflow. And also we've brought a visual experience to it because, again, when clients are going through just such a difficult time, it's very hard to focus on all the pieces of paper and all the spreadsheets and all the reports and to really understand. And we're trying to de-escalate the chaos and help them visually walk through their own, you know, financial situation, as well as make it organized for the lawyer. So that's the sanity behind the design. And so what we've done is we have a three-step design. We have what we call summary cards. And so when the client inputs, again, we have a question and answer. It's very simple. You know, do you own real estate? Yes. You know, where is it? And then you put in the address and you answer the questions about it. It develops this card motif. So then you have cards for each asset and each debt. This is what we call summary cards with the key data, the location, what is it? Is it a house? Is it a car? Is it a retirement account? And what's the value? What's important about that is, I took all my experience in watching the failures of the process. Sometimes things are missed or lost or forgotten because of all the paperwork. The summary card helps the client go, well, wait a minute, where's the 401k? Or where's the car, my son's car? And so it's a great visual cue to see that everything's there. And then what is magic is behind every card, every asset and debt, is a detail page. And again, this is all one click, all digital on that client's case. And the detail page, what we know again is that in the beginning of the case, the client and the lawyer might know 10% of the information and then another 10% and then another 30%. And, you know, months later, you might actually have all the data, but it allows you to very easily go in and add to it. So behind a house, for example, the data of who's on the title, it often can be months before anyone even has thought to ask, well, who's on the title? Who's on the mortgage? What is the income associated with this asset? What are the costs to carry it? Often a spouse gets attached to wanting to buy out a house and not really understanding that this house costs $5,000 a month to carry, and they don't have that. So again, more information, and it's very, again, visually accessible. And then that all flows into a net worth report. So summary card to a detail page to a net worth report is the flow. And then that actually, once the net worth report is agreed to, meaning the values of the assets, the value of the debt, et cetera, then there's a marital estate worksheet, which allows the professional to work with the client to actually distribute it. Let's look at, you know, a 60-40 split. Let's look at taking 10,000 from this and 5,000 from this. So you, it's very flexible again. And you can create multiple scenarios, again, that are visual, that can help a client participate more effectively into really understanding what it looks like.
Okay, now this was the point in the demo where I literally almost passed out.
Oh, really? Oh, wow.
Because I thought, this is pure magic.
Wow.
And the ability to visually see all the asset representation and net worth and valuations, and then to do the what if games. If I'm going to sit down with my client and say, let's try this. Are you comfortable with that? I'm going to save this scenario. So this might be our opening position. Now, if we have to give up this, we move this over there, all right, this is kind of a fallback position, and this is my bottom line. I'm not comfortable doing anything less than this. This is my third scenario. That is hours and hours and hours of work in a more traditional workflow. And in the demo at Tech World, I saw it done in literally 15 minutes.
That's right. That's right. It's great to hear your reaction, because honestly, we have worked so hard to make it intuitive and simplified. And again, it all goes back to how we started, right? Help the client be more informed and educated so they can be better clients, and give the attorneys the tools they need to be more effective in a settlement. You know, often, as good as an attorney is and as great a settlement as it is, if a client doesn't understand it, and they can't visualize it, they will retreat and not want to participate. And that's so frustrating for everybody involved.
Or they dig their heels in an intractable position.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Well, listen, we're running out of time here. I want to do a couple things real quick. I would also point out that there's a huge knowledge base available on the detour.life website. So it makes it really great for clients to understand the process, to get a definition of what, you know, community property states are, what, you know, equitable distribution states are, all that stuff that we spend so much time educating the clients on is there for them to read and to absorb and to get educated at their own speed. It's a really, really valuable aspect of the platform.
Thank you. We have worked hard to do exactly that. It's hard to repeat yourself over and over again and say the same thing. Yeah. And we wanted to take that burden off.
And let's talk just briefly a little bit about the pricing structure, what the model is like, how people are using this. I mean, I know there's a client perspective. So if you know, you want to encourage your clients to use it as a tool to make them better prepared for your workflow. And then there's a professional perspective. And by the way, this works in the collaborative environment. It works in, you know, uncontested and self-directed.
Mediation.
Mediations, exactly.
Yes, exactly. Again, trying to be flexible and understanding there's so many different models, and also educating clients that they have a lot of different choices of how to go through this process. So we have tried to make it very reasonable. It's new and people don't really understand that they need it. And we know it will be life-changing for clients. So it's only $19 a month for clients, which is $228 a year, about an hour to, you know, maybe half an hour of an hour of a lawyer's time. So $19 a month for the client. The lawyer pricing right now, it's $50 a month to handle all of your cases. So it's just a, you know, software subscription, $50 a month.
I'm going to tell you, you know, you don't need me to, you know, to tout the product. And just for, you know, full disclosure, I have no relationship with the company. There's no affiliation here. I'm not getting any money for this. It just literally blew me away. And I actually, I remember flying back from Chicago, thought, you know, that's a tool that might let me go back into doing some family law work, you know, because I'd moved away from it. But it is such a game changer in my estimation that, you know, it's worth considering. So if you're in the family law space, I really highly recommend that you take a look at detour.life, and just that's the website, right? www.detour.life.
That's it. Detour.life. And anyone is welcome to reach out to me. I am so committed to this product and to helping attorneys and helping clients. So they can find me on that site and all the information as well. And every day we're adding new tools. We're building right now an incredibly cool parenting plan feature. We haven't talked a lot about kids, but I do want to say that there are a lot of features on there that support families. Sure. And more to come.
Yeah. And, you know, one other thing, there's a free trial. So
thank you I even forgot to say that, of course, for the lawyers.
So for clients, there's a 30-day free trial, and for the professionals, there's a 90-day free trial.
90 days, exactly. But
good gravy. I mean, if you had a relatively small, you know, divorce action, not completely uncontested, but, you know, relatively small, you could do the whole thing on your free trial, and that would be a perfect test case to see whether or not it is a product that you could use on a larger scale.
That's exactly right. It's why we did that. We really want people to use it and get comfortable with it and give us feedback. If they don't like it, well, you know, we can improve it. But absolutely, just the INE sync alone is worth.
Yeah, for sure. All right, Story. Well, I want to thank you for taking the time to be with us today. Like I said, I'm really excited for the product, so much so that it might even motivate me to go back into doing family law, but maybe not. And I wish you the best of luck with it. Let's stay in touch. I want to talk about how this product improves over the course of time, as I know you're going to get a lot of users who want to take advantage of it here. So thanks again for being a part of The Law Entrepreneur.
Thank you, Neil. It was really a pleasure to be with you today.
Well, that will do it for today's episode of The Law Entrepreneur. I'd like to thank our sponsors for making this show possible, the good folks at Call Ruby Receptionists, Spotlight Branding, Market Circle, the makers of Daylight, and our newest sponsor, Jurisdiction, the providers of the Next Level Law Practice Program. So take a moment to visit our show notes and hop on over to their websites for special discounts and savings and other free stuff that you can get, and just support them because they make this podcast possible day in and day out. Also, if you got a couple minutes, pop on over to our own website, thelawentrepreneur.com. We have a couple little articles there. You can also listen to the podcast itself there if you choose to. And sign up for our newsletter or our mailing list. And we don't do a lot. You know, you're not going to bombard you with emails every week. And I do plan on doing a few more this year. But we'd love to have you join our community. And in that sense, you can also go on to our Facebook page. You can find us just by searching on The Law Entrepreneur. You can find out what we got going on a daily basis, sometimes hourly, on the Facebook page. So I'd love to have you join us there. And if you have the time, last but not least, go on over to iTunes, search on The Law Entrepreneur. And if it's something that you believe in and feel strongly about, we'd love for you to leave an honest 5-star review, as well as comments about what you like and dislike about the show, because it does mean a lot to us that you are our community, our listeners, and I want to thank you for making this all possible. So we'll see you next time on The Law Entrepreneur.